Facebook head Big Joe Dubin live today at MTSU. Football practice is going on as they get ready for the season. Little install going on right now. And then obviously they will, as Coach Stock was saying earlier, about 10, 11 days out, prepare for Alabama.
There's one fly that won't leave us alone.
No.
That is really, it's like the fly.
Don't talk about Chip like that.
It's the fly from the Breaking Bad episode. It's just hanging around here. It's just driving me insane. So we'll do that. Yeah, 24 days, MTSU takes Alabama down at Bryant-Denny Stadium. So it'll be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that game, you know. And Coach talked about playing them in 2015. I remember 2002. Middle almost beat Bama down in Birmingham, and they were going in. They fumbled the ball on the two or three yard line, and that really stopped what they were trying to do. So it was, yeah. So you know, people are like, oh, Alabama. You know, you never know. I mean, you just never know.
No,
what
it's
could
what makes it so much fun.
And now with the portal, so many guys moving around, and you know, guys that you know, second team over here want to be, think they could be first team, and transfer these schools and. You just never see – it's never been so much parity now in college football as we've ever seen before.
Let me see if I can – I'm going to find – so it's September 2nd. Is that when it is? I'm going to see if I can find the line on it.
Yeah.
But let's say hello to Chip. Chip Walters is with us, voice of the Blue Raiders, that you will hear on 93.3 Classic Hits, football, men's basketball, Chip and Big Joe Dubin.
Can you believe it?
No, I can't. I mean,
I'm excited.
I'm excited too because I know it's going to have a lot of energy.
It will, know? And certainly tickled to know that we know where everything.
Yeah,
football, men's basketball is going to be on 93.3 Classic Hits, which I am a huge Yacht Rock guy.
Yeah.
So. I may be sending in requests for the playlist.
You send them on. You send them on. But yeah, we're excited. We're excited to be here. You know, Coach Stock was talking about Mark Owens putting this together, kind of a radio row where we can sit here and watch practice. This is fantastic to be out here because, you know, Joe and I love football. So just to take in the sounds and the smells and the sights of practice and everything going on, it's fun.
You know, we were talking earlier that, you know, here today, within the last hour, you got construction sounds of where, you know, they're tearing the bleachers out of the upper deck of the north end zone for the part of the Build Blue project. They're doing all of that. You had they get the music cranked up out here for pre-practice and stretching. So you had all that. You've got wide receivers now coming through your tent over here.
Yeah.
Now that the quarterback drills are going on.
I'm ready to catch one. Let's
so
go.
That's so it is exciting. And I really hate to give Mark Owens much credit, but I thought this was a fantastic idea. And it's great to have so many outlets here and to put eyeballs on this program that has been, you know, really successful, hardworking. You know, they're blue-collar not only because they're Blue Raiders, but this is a hardworking group, and that's the attitude that they like to have. And, you know, coming off back-to-back bowl wins, interesting way that Conference USA has reconfigured itself with, you know, a group of, you know, there's some star power in the coaching ranks in Conference USA this year. You've got Rich Rodriguez at Jacksonville State.
Yeah.
Sonny Cumbie still at Louisiana Tech. You've got Jerry Kill at New Mexico State now. So you've got a Mike McIntyre, Nashville yep. native, is at FIU. Rick has been here for now 18 years.
Yeah.
So he's the dean of coaches in Conference USA. And there is a buzz about this group, this team, of what they've got coming back. Does that mean you're going to go to Alabama and win? No, but I think this group is not going to be intimidated going to Tuscaloosa or Columbia, Missouri, and that is all, you know, kind of window dressing, getting ready for what you're going to face in your Conference USA season.
How many years have you been the voice now for MTSU?
This will be my 15th year in the play-by-play chair. It will be my 33rd year as a member of the broadcast team.
So your first game was at Clemson?
In 91?
No, 15 years at The Voice.
Oh, that would be true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And, I can tell you one thing about that the media parking lot at Clemson is a long way away from the stadium.
Oh no!
And it's rather hilly between those two spots. But yeah, so looking forward to it. Been fun, you know, and hope there's a lot more years to come and a lot of great memories. And we're going to make some more.
Chase had a great question to Christmas Sorrow, which I want to ask you. There's been a lot of big wins. What's your favorite one?
My favorite one was probably at Georgia Tech. And
I was still in school.
Yeah, and when we went down there after Georgia Tech came here, and I remember, you know, here's Georgia Tech, wishbone, run. Second play of the game, they threw an 80-yard touchdown pass here. And kind of got middle in a hole, and it was hard to come back from. But we go back to Georgia Tech the next year. Benny Cunningham is the running back. He runs absolutely wild on Tech's defense. Yep. Middle wins by three touchdowns or so. And Middle was in control the whole game. It was kind of the football version of the Michigan State game where we got a lead, big lead early, kind of like Miami in football as well, where you jumped out early and kept that lead. But I remember like mid-fourth quarter, the way that the press box is set up at Georgia Tech, I looked down to my right, and you know, Wes Durham and I were kind of passing hand signals to each other. And with midway through the fourth quarter, I looked down and we both kind of shrugged our shoulders, palms in the air, saying, "You know, I don't know how this, you know, but it was a heck of a day for the Blue Raiders, I'll tell you."
Was that 2010?
2012.
2012. Yeah.
2012.
That was the year when, was it the Sun Belt was being mean to Middle, wouldn't let him. So Middle went 8-4 that year, I think.
Probably, yeah. That's probably about right. Yeah. So, yeah, that was about it. Interesting, you know, this year with the, you know, it's been interesting with all the changes that have happened and the move to Conference USA, which, in my opinion, 100% the right move when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
The Sun Belt has done a great job in building up their league in football. And it was kind of interesting how when some of the chess pieces were moving around a couple of years ago, that some of the reaction between folks in the two different leagues. But you know, they're doing their thing. Middle's doing, or the Conference USA is doing its thing this year. And personally, I'm excited about the October schedule. I know with Stock, it really causes some issues with coaches because of the lack of recovery and prep time when you have less than a week to prepare for games. But you know, I've always told people, I said I would much rather midweek games have done well here. Students come out, things like that.
Sure,
I would much rather play midweek games in Conference USA cities in October than to play midweek games in MAC cities in November. You know, that Wednesday night game in Buffalo on November the 18th is, you know, not something I'd be looking forward to.
You're exactly right. Will we ever stop talking about that Miami game, or should we?
No.
Why? No.
It should not ever. And, you know, it was one of those things, obviously a very well-prepared Middle team that took advantage of every opportunity it had that day. If I'm correct, the first two offensive snaps that Miami made were interceptions. One was a pick six, and the first three snaps they made offensively were turnovers. The defense set the tone for that game. The defense set the tone in the bowl game against San Diego State. How Middle won that bowl game with minus 69 yards rushing, I'm not sure how they did it, but I promise you Jordan Ferguson was a big part of that, who just signed with the Seattle Seahawks. Ferg not only caught a touchdown pass as a defensive lineman, came back and got an interception as a defensive lineman to seal the win after Middle got the lead back, in part thanks to our man Zeke, who we talked to at lunch the other day, and kind of got on him a little bit about, hey, Zeke Rankin, Gary Rankin's son, the longtime head coach at Riverdale, Alcoa, now at Boyd Buchanan. But Zeke Rankin set a Hawaii Bowl record for 52-yard field goal or what it was. He had that record for about 15 minutes because the San Diego State kicker came back and kicked one a yard farther. But you know, defense, kicking game, and I think this offense is going to be really exciting. I'm above being excited to see what Nick Vadiato is going to do this year because he has such a unique story in that 2 years ago he started five games and was the MVP of the Bahamas Bowl. Then Coach Stock sat him down and said, hey, Nick, you know, we asked you to do something for this team, and that is give up a year of eligibility for five games. We're going to get you that year back. And so he ended up being redshirted after a year after being a bowl MVP. Yeah. And now here he is back with in control of this team and very much the leader of this group. And I think he is as talented a guy at quarterback as you could hope to have and a tremendous leader on the offensive side.
It's what you need.
Yeah, no doubt. I will say this. You talk about the Miami game, and obviously that's the biggest one and we'll remember. But your calls personally, because I think I was running the game, was Michigan State in basketball. Ugh. And then you guys win, and I'm doing my show on Saturdays the next day, and I'm like, Chip, can you come on, talk about it? You come on. And I end up getting Kermit because I think I texted him, and I was the first interview with Kermit after that after that win. But that call is still one of my all-time favorites.
Well, I appreciate that. It was a lot of fun, and, you know, it's kind of one of those that, you know, the week before that game was the conference championship against Old Dominion.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it had a very dramatic end to it, and that – call at that end of that game that won the conference championship. And it was funny, Kyle and I were driving back from Birmingham and had the radio on, ESPN radio or whatever, and heard that call probably a dozen times between Birmingham and Murfreesboro coming home from that. But the thing about the Michigan State game was Middle jumped out 15-0, and you know, you're hoping, you know, as a broadcaster that you have that dramatic moment at the end, but that one just played out. It was just a 9-point win, you know, against maybe the best team in the country. And it's one of those days that I'll never forget. I've been very lucky. I was a student here. I was a freshman and saw Middle beat Kentucky in the 82 Mideast Regional in Nashville, and then able to be on the radio for the win against Michigan State. So that's I've been blessed as far as that's concerned.
Had they played anybody but Syracuse, and that zone of Syracuse was just
– Well, and you know what? The next year you go and just clobber Minnesota and then had to play Butler. So they got two really bad matchups following –
Yeah,
big wins. So I mean, and that's a big part of it when you get to that time of the year is what the matchups are going to be like.
Right.
And you know, Middle won a lot of games with their 1-3-1 zone, but the Syracuse 2-3, there's just no room to do anything. Those guys were so long. But both heck of a year. Little tip: the men's basketball team's going to Italy next week. For a foreign tour, and they're going to play a couple games over there. I know Tennessee's team is over there right now. Georgia had been over there the week before, but they've got a couple of games, and I've been in contact. My man Giddy Potts is playing in Milan, and we are going to be in Milan for a game and a couple of nights. So the hope is we get everything worked out to where we get a chance to run into to Giddy while we're over there.
If you get over there, take Giddy to – there's a great restaurant over there called Fazoli's.
Fazoli, yeah. I thought Sbarro was another one looking at. So
just take – it's on me. Just take him to Fazoli's.
You mean Picnic Pizza from Hickory Hollow has not put an outlet in Rome yet?
They should. My goodness, yes.
There was I think it was King of Queens that there was a scene, and Jerry Stiller was on it, and he – it's like he's talking to I think that was the show, and he's like talking to his son. He goes, let's go get – there's a great little Italian joint, it's called Domino's. He's like, do you mean Domino's?
That's one thing you're going to hear is Joe and I have the same movies and TV shows.
Yeah.
We have that the soundtracks of the same movies running in our head all the time. So we'll try to keep the inside jokes to a minimum, but we'll have fun.
Well, we're looking forward to it.
You're the best, Chip.
The games on 93.3 Classic Hits. Chip, thanks for stopping by. Good to see you.
Appreciate it much. Thanks.
Chip Walters, voice of the Blue Raiders. More with Chase and Big Joe. In fact, let's give some tickets away right now. You got to answer this trivia question, though, because we were talking about some great Blue Raiders. We're going to give away a pair of tickets to see All Elite Wrestling, Dynamite and Rampage at Bridgestone Arena next Wednesday, August 16th. But you have to answer this question. Former Blue Raider great Richie James, still in the league. He's currently with the Chiefs. I'll give you that. Who drafted him in the seventh round in 2018? Who drafted Richie James in the seventh round in 2018? First person to get that right will win a pair of tickets to AEW next Wednesday night. Live today at MTSU, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.